Blog Talk Radio.
Everybody, welcome to Poetic Patterns, and I'm here with Jane. Hi, Jane.
Hi, Avro.
Hello,
everyone.
Here we are again.
Yes.
So as the music was playing, I pulled a Divinity Quest card. I almost forgot because I was actually looking for a book that I suddenly remembered I wrote something in, and I thought, oh, I'd really like to share that. And I was looking and I couldn't see it, and it just seemed that a lot of time is spent looking for things that I don't need. So here we go. Number 15. Rut Vanik Belesta Unis. The master does not fight external circumstances, but diligently safeguards his attitudes. It is the attitudes we cultivate in response to life that shapes our experiences. Rutvanik Balesta Unis.
And I have chosen a card from the Elfin Quest. And this one is number 31. Sihuter Manuvis. The awareness of a master compels him or her to rediscover the familiar every day. Being delighted in these discoveries, the master walks in the never-ending journey of happiness. It is lovely. So today is the first day of spring in Ireland, as a matter of fact.
Oh.
Yes,
that's on the calendar.
It's St. Bridget's Day, and it's considered to be the first day of spring here. I'm not sure if it's considered the first day of spring anywhere else, but it is traditionally in Ireland. And it's a very clear and fresh day today with beautiful blue skies and the cloud formation and lots of daffodils pushing up and with the lovely buds, though no flowers yet to be seen.
Well, about 2 days ago, I returned home and I was walking up the steps and there were clumps of snowdrops and I just had to stop. It stopped me in my tracks. It's just like, how could I have forgotten about snowdrops? There they were. It was just incredible. It was like a gift just in front of my path. So today I went out and I photographed the snowdrops because they are like the first sign of spring, the first flowers that come up. And there is a freshness. Today we had lovely sunshine and then we had some hail.
Oh,
so it was a mixture.
Yes. I'm just rereading the message on this card. Being delighted in these discoveries and rediscoveries of the familiar every day or every season, you know, or every new season. So walking the never-ending journey of happiness. So today we're going to continue with our journey through the seven fields of perception that we started last week with the Sabahut and creating our equation, our chemical equation. And so I'm sitting again in my circle of the seven wheels, one for each field, and I like to lay them out and sit in the circle and explore it as a whole and focusing on individual wheels and fields as we're going to do today. So Avril, we're just going to open the fields again and call in the first two fields that we looked at last week, and then we shall continue on to explore the third field. So I'll just call the first one, just for anyone who's new or for all of us, just to open the equation. and it's the field of perception of shamanism. And we have Isara Unech Herutar Sava Misa Here Vispi Mene Vit Arsata, power through alignment with the interconnectedness of existence, receptive stewardship of a genderless oneness with the natural world. And I call now the angel Marsatu Hespa to open this field for us and with us, that we may embody its principles. Marsatu Hespa.
Thank you. The second field, the field of perception of incorruptible white magic. Drubech her statu erechba, misavech der statu keretvani. Incorruptible magic through cooperation with the infinite. Magical reciprocal gifts of joyous interaction with the hidden realms. And I call on the angel Arekna Stursava. Thank you.
Thank you, Avril. And we both have our books of spells now nearby, and because I suppose they are very, or it is very relevant to the field of incorruptible white magic.
Well, containing, that's right. Yes.
Now, will you start the music, Avril, please?
There we go. So we're playing the music for the Sabahut, which is the seven movements. Each movement goes with one of the fields of perception that came through Almin last year. So this is the music.
Third field of perception, field of perception of healing. Sersavish Nestavu Hiraset, wholeness through remembered oneness. The unhindered cellular communication of the surrendered life of trust. I now call on the angel Nechtu Restavu. To open the field of healing, field of perception of healing for our exploration.
The fragrance oil that goes with this is lotus, so I'm opening my little bottle of lotus. And because very relevant using the fragrance oils, because Almin has said that the only sense that we've always maintained that hasn't got lost is that of smell, our ability to remember things through smell. So with these oils, and it's wheel number 3, which is wholeness remembered through oneness, by smelling the lotus, it can take me there. It can help an assistant, an ally.
And the lotus would be applied on the solar plexus area.
Oh,
and
whoops.
Also
right.
On the very special point, you know, two fingers above the navel, which is the 671st acupressure point, which assists in opening the high heart. On the wings of the lotus, we transcend resistance. The rocks in the river release their gifts to our inclusive flow. The healing elixir of the third field is the attitude of trust. Trust is really what gives us wings to go where we have never gone before, to let go completely of the solid. And when we have flow, we have unhindered communication. Between the cells in our body, and ultimately by releasing the skin, between the inner and the outer.
Skin, skin keeps everything in. Skin, skin, what about keeping everything out? It's a fascinating skin, because it is an organ, isn't it? And it's the demarcation line between inner and outer.
Yes, it is.
It keeps all our insides in.
Yes. And we like to think it keeps all the things we don't like out.
Mm. The healing of number real field of perception number three, we've really been given most amazing tools through our mean of Belvaspatar, healing with angels through using light and frequency, and basically what they do is to reveal the illusion to the person that as being healed. And also, we have the four yogas from Almeen, Devi Sattva yogas, the yogas of illumination. And I love these tools because they're physical. It's work you can do with your body that's also like play, with the Sabahut as well and the Arasatma. These are all physical tools that come into this field of perception, of healing. And what I absolutely love is that the nitty-gritty of it's just through forgetfulness that we become or we perceive ourselves to be ill and that we need healing. So wholeness through remembered oneness. It's like, you know, those shortcuts you get on the computer. The really, really rapid shortcut. Wholeness through remembered oneness. But sometimes illnesses and the illusion of being unwell is a real asset to guide us into the insight that's waiting to be unveiled through that illness. And also the perception of pain as enforced change, which I always remember from Almeen saying that. And so pain is enforced change. Oh. Field. So thank you, Angel Nechtu Res Tavu. And the next field of perception, number four, the field of perception of mysticism. Shehere Sarasach Minez Ekles Virada. Suvet Reko Misavich Erenes Subahit. Meste Saraset Krehunach Etret Preharavesvi. Akraba Mestu Hiruchach Saruset Estuva. Estava. Here we go. The impeccable spiritual warrior, in cooperation with divine will, walks the timeless journey in pristine power. The never-ending sustenance of the aware participation of the appreciative observer. And I call on the angel Niras Prehata for this field of perception. Thank you. The never-ending sustenance of the aware participation of the appreciative observer. Niras Prehata. You know, I had a really funny image that came up. Okay. So when reading the impeccable spiritual warrior in cooperation with divine will walks the timeless journey in pristine power, I see this figure sort of walking into the sunset full of pristine power and maybe with a knapsack on their back. And there's this call that says, don't forget your clean underwear. Oh,
I'm sure Almin would support that piece of, you know, practical advice. She's pretty meticulous in terms of her housekeeping and laundry, you know, managing the household.
I think why it came to mind was that it's all very well having this idealistic image of setting off into the sunset in your pristine power. It's equally as important to make sure that things are in place that will help you to maintain being on that road. That effort and energy goes into, as you say, keeping yourself together, being self-sovereign in that laundry, food, lodging, etc., all comes into it. They're not separate.
No, they're not, actually. Yes, all those practical boxes need to be ticked. And
yes.
Then you can take flight on the wings of trust.
Yes.
So the fragrance for this
The fragrance.
Yes,
oh,
the theme, the perception of mysticism is, of course, beautiful lily to be applied on the chest, because it is the field of the heart.
There we go.
Lily has a very light touch. A light touch that comes from clarity. So clear thinking allows us to stand softly in the field of the heart.
Yeah.
Kumsa.
Thank you. no, 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 no.
Yano mahotesu tataha yarana. Yato mahayete kokana katayi. Hayamana no takano ba. Yuta yutaknataye sutamano. Yamama taheyo. Yuta katakataye manasu. Jehi koya mana ho, nuka kata hoye, shema hayat kosa, shena moya take ko, uta yate keno maya, nieta kaye sikete no ma. Muyala manita kate yes nanata hala kanima mu muyana manate kesete kataye mo hula manata yo nehate sona manate me yola chete yo kana mana muyo te kate kanika yo
Takana peo hana, hanauki teia pua, hosei hei on kurata, hamete kue ja poti. Mawe o, toke la, vete kua, asu ta se ja, peto ka, hoi ja po. Tuhaku, asu ta.
silent mind is when you find you forget to remember. Silent mind is when you find you forget to remember. Silent mind is when you find you forget to remember. Thank you for all our friends that have joined us in this show today. Thank you to the guardians of the fields of perception who we've invoked and then sent with blessings. Thank you to Jane, and thank you to me, and thank you to our beloved Almeen.
Yes. Thank you, Avril. Thank you, everyone.
Thank you. Thank you. Bye.
Bye.